Barry Today welcomes letters to the editor at news@barrytoday.com. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. Dear editor, my name is Archie. As a young person living in Barrie, I wanted to express some concerns faced by youth, including myself and my friends. One of the most topical issues that I believe should be a priority is mental health care. Many people who I know or have spoken with have gone through hardships with mental health and the ability to access it. Almost all Canadians do, and that is why I want to help make a difference. Many young Canadians are struggling to access mental health care. As a generation transitioning to financial independence, many of us are faced with massive challenges due to the costs of healthcare. At times, the money being used to cover costs of mental health care would be coming out of savings, which impacts our future. The healthcare that is afforded to every Canadian who needs therapy and counseling, in addition to dental health and general healthcare coverage. Prescription drugs are also incredibly expensive for individuals with varying health-related problems. Making sure that young people have the means to seek aid and assistance is critical. People should not be afraid of attending counseling due to lack of resources or inaccessibility. This can all be made easier if politicians are willing to listen to their constituents, especially young people, who these issues impact the most. Through the nonpartisan organization Future Majority, I am able to amplify my voice to politicians to show that young people are here, and we care. The government needs to listen to the concerns of young people because we will be the leading generation of tomorrow. We know politicians should do what is best for their constituents. So politicians, what's stopping you from reaching out to youth, the largest voting bloc, and finding out what matters most to us? Archie Patel Barry.